Shalom. And welcome to everyone who didn't leave town. I'm so glad to see you. It's really, really wonderful to be sharing Shabbat tonight with all of you. And I welcome each and every one of you. First, we welcome to the front row Lydia and her entourage. We are so happy that this is your bat mitzvah weekend. I know it is hard to believe, but it is really exciting that we're all going to get to celebrate with you. So welcome back, family members. We're delighted that you're here, and we're really looking forward to an incredible Shabbat with Lydia leading us in prayer and worship and study. And we welcome the Dettelbach, who will be celebrating 36 years. Pam got married when she was 2, and I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I've blessed you a lot of times. Now, my most memorable blessing for the Dettelbach was in Israel. I really thought you could, like, take me back for a blessing. Maybe the 40th. We'll take a trip, and I'll bless you back there. That would be wonderful. Welcome to everyone. If you came here because you want to prayerfully mark Memorial Day weekend, we are very glad and honored that you are here tonight. If you have come in need of healing, in need of saying prayers for loved ones, we are glad that you have found yourself under our roof. If you came because you needed Shabbat joy because it's been a tough week or a tough month, we're also glad that you're here. And I really am looking forward to welcoming everyone in the congregation after services tonight. But I see some old friends out there. So welcome to people who we haven't seen for a while. Scott Michaelman, wow, blast from our past. For anybody who doesn't know, Scott's family secured our first Torah, the fall Torah. His grandfather knew Scott needed a Torah, and a Torah was delivered on my doorstep. Scott could take credit for partially raising me. So what a nice, nice surprise. And if you came because you're counting down how many sermons I have left, I'm thrilled that you're here. And the answer is after tonight, next week, and June 15th. But I'm really, really delighted that we're all sharing Shabbat together. We let Rabbi Rappaport and Rob go on vacation this weekend. So you've got a dynamic duo. We've gone from 4 to 2 of us. But I'm so grateful to Rachel that she's here and leading music for us tonight. Our opening song this Shabbat is Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Malachi Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu.
sky is still a little bit light, we're very cognizant of the fact that the seasons really have changed. And as is usually the case, we go from winter to rain to summer in Washington, yearning for a drop of spring. But we are delighted to be lighting the candles together. And as you know, that is when Shabbat begins for us here at B'nai Shalom. And it's my pleasure and privilege to welcome our bat mitzvah, Lydia, her beautiful sister, Renee, her wonderful mother, Sharon, Grandma Doris, and Auntie Mita to light the Shabbat candles for us on page 12.
In an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lechad lech ner shel Shabbat.
Every single Shabbat, as Jews, we have a royal wedding. We welcome the Shabbat bride. And the Shabbat bride comes into our midst and brings us joy. In times when our ancestors were impoverished, when their synagogues were small and cold, when they didn't have much, the idea that a Sabbath bride came to them at Shabbat lifted their hearts. You may not need a bride every day, but we all need a bride on Shabbat. Lecha Dodi, page 14.
Lecha, lecha Dodi, nikav nipakala, v'nei p'nei Shabbat nikavela. Lecha, lecha Dodi, nikav nipakala, v'nei p'nei Shabbat nikavela, la 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 la, lecha Dodi. Lekad kala, v'nei p'nei Shabbat nikabela. lecha lecha dodi lecha lecha kala b'nei b'nei Shabbat nikabela itoreri itoreri kiva orechu miori uri uri shir daberi kivod Adonai alech nikila la 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 lecha dodi lecha lecha kala b'nei b'nei Shabbat nikabela lecha lecha dodi lecha lecha kala b'nei b'nei Shabbat nikabela bo'i v'shalom ateret bala gam esimcha uv'tzachala toch emunei am sigula bo'i chala bo'i chala la 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 lecha dodi Likat kala, pene pene Shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, pene pene Shabbat nikabela. La 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 la. Lecha dodi, likat likat kala, pene pene Shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, pene pene Shabbat nikabela. Pene pene Shabbat nikabela, pene pene Shabbat nikabela.
We remain standing for the Baruch Hu on page 17.
Yai la 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 la.
Thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. We continue with the Shema on page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai.
Et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha v'veitecha u'vlechtecha v'aderech u'vshachbecha u'vkumecha Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu litotafot bein enecha. וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך. למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוהים. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. Lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Every time we prepare to say Michamocha, we're supposed to be conscious of our freedom. And we recognize even from biblical times that freedom comes with a price. We rejoice that we got to the other side of the sea, but the Midrash reminds us that others were not as fortunate. There were those who drowned. We sit in freedom in this country, able to worship, able to vote, able to speak our voice, able to seek justice, because there were many, many who gave their lives, gave their dreams for our freedom. On land or sea or air, we are tasting freedom because they gave their lives for freedom. And so we celebrate our freedom at every single service, and we extol God who gave us freedom. But tonight, tonight of all nights, we remember those who paid the price. Together on page 25. Grant us, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace, and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace, guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague, keep us from war and famine and anguish, subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going, that now and always we have life and peace. Blessed is the Eternal, whose sukkah of peace is spread over us, over all your people Israel, over the whole world, and over Jerusalem.
Ashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu L'shalom. shalom. V'hamidenu malkenu lechayim. Ufros aleinu sukat shlomecha. Ufros aleinu sukat shlomecha. Shelter us beneath thy wings, O Adonai. Guard us from all harmful things, O Adonai. Keep us safe throughout the night, till we wake with morning's light. Teach us, God, wrong from right.
Rise for the Tefillah on page 29. Ata Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevi geula livnei v'neihem, lema'an shemo be'ahava, melech ozer moshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham be'ezrat Sarah, ata gibor le'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, מחיי הכל ברחמים רבים, סומך נופלים ורופא חולים, ומתיר אסורים, ומקיים אמונתו לשני עפר. מי כמוך בעל גבורות, ומי דומה לך, מלך ממית ומחיה ומצמיח ישוע, ונאמן אתה להחיות הכל. ברוך אתה אדוני.
Page 32. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch Ata Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. You may be seated. We continue together on page 41, the prayer for our nation and those who serve it. Bless our land and all its inhabitants. Be with those whom we have chosen to lead us, that they may strive to establish justice and opportunity for all, and labor to bring peace to the family of nations. Bless the members of our congregation and all other congregations and communities who have pledged their lives to active service. May they be guided and protected while they are away, and may they return in health and peace to their families and friends who sacrificed so much in the name of patriotism. May all those who sacrificed life and limb for our nation know how grateful we are for their devotion to our country. May we embrace our freedom as Americans in this land we love. May good citizenship and respect for diversity replace enmity, bigotry, and strife. May we help this nation to continue to be a beacon of democracy, freedom, and the protector of human rights around the world. Amen. As we continue with our prayer for peace, Shalom Rav, we ask that the peace that was placed inside each one of us be activated and go out and out to our community and to our world this Shabbat and in the coming days. The world could use a little extra peace.
Shalom.
As I made my Shabbat calls this morning, one of the people for whom there is a card on the table said, "Rabbi, tell the congregation tonight how much the cards mean. I can't believe the congregation doesn't forget me." It's so important to sign those cards. You don't have to know the person, but they feel your support and your love. And when I walk into hospital rooms and rehab centers, the cards are sitting there on the table or the ledge. There's so little space in those rooms, but our cards are what people want on their shelves and on their tables. Your signature becomes an angel floating to somebody else's life, offering them healing. So please take time to sign the cards. You don't have to be a member of the congregation. Anybody who's here tonight, you can put your signature on the card, because it doesn't really matter. We're one community caring about healing. We continue together on page 44 with the words of Bev Konigsberg. May she rest in peace. When we recite the Misha Beirach, we are invoking your blessings for strength and courage, Adonai our God, together. It is a mitzvah for us to open our hearts fully, to encompass not only our loved ones, friends, and fellow congregants, but also the citizens of the world as we say our prayer for healing. May it be your will, O God, to allow our prayers to be far-reaching, to include all those adversely affected by famine, war, and natural disasters, all those recovering from illness or surgery, all those afflicted with illnesses for which there are still no known cures, all those who are homeless, alone, or forgotten. As we close our eyes, let us open our hearts completely and lift our voices fervently to God as we sing the Mishaberah.
Mishaberah,
my privilege to welcome Brian and Pam to the Bema for their anniversary blessing. Prophet Hosea says, I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me with righteousness, with justice, with love, and with compassion. I will betroth you to me with faithfulness, and together we shall love Adonai and the Georgetown Hoyas.
It's in the Torah. You just have to look in the commentary. 36 years ago, in the presence of family and friends, you consecrated your love for each other, your life together. And during those 36 years, you have shared joys and sorrows, dreams and blessings. And now you envision a future together every single day. And your continuing devotion to one another has fueled those dreams. And now you will be nurtured and expanded as a couple with the promise of retirement. So very soon you can taste it. Person of Wisdom once wrote, "My soul takes pleasure in three things, for they are beautiful to God and to all people. Harmony among brothers and sisters, friendship among neighbors, and a husband and wife suitable to one another." You two are truly suitable to one another. You like the same things. You envision the same future. And when you look into each other's eyes, you still see almost teenagers. And I love that. And so, on this Shabbat Naso, when this benediction is in our Torah portion, it only happens once a year. It is my privilege for the last time to bless this marriage, as I have blessed you so many times in the past. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha, may God bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panavelecha v'yifunecha, may God's face continue to shine in your faces when you wake up to one another each morning and before you go to bed each night. And most of all, may God continue to place that special shalom of love that is in both of your hearts, that shalom of knowing that you are whole because you share your life with your Basheret. Amen.
Cinnamon tub and hazel tub and hazel tub and cinnamon tub, cinnamon tub and hazel tub and hazel tub and cinnamon tub, cinnamon tub and hazel tub and hazel tub and cinnamon tub. Dodi Lee, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. Dodi Lee, Vani Lo Haroe, Vashoshanim, Dodi Lee.
When I heard on my drive home from the office today that one out of every five Washingtonians was leaving town, I thought I would give my sermon from the floor because I figured it would just be like a few of us. And I wanted the Ritchies to feel like the sanctuary was full, but everybody turned out for Lydia's bat mitzvah. So we're very, very grateful. If we look at our Torah portion this week, and we look at our Haftarah portion this week, we learn what the rabbis of old considered important about Parshat Naso. We always think of this portion as the portion of the priestly benediction, when the priests lifted their hands, made a shin with each hand, and blessed the people. But the Haftarah always gives us a clue as to what's really important in the portion, because the rabbis tried to match the portion with the Haftarah. And the Haftarah, as Lydia will tell you well, is about Nazarites. It's about Samson's parents being told that he will be a Nazarite from the womb. And so we go to the passage before the priestly benediction, and we see that the whole section is about Nazarites. What on earth is a Nazarite? I wish I could tell you. Because both portions only tell us how Nazarites are supposed to live their lives, not what they are supposed to do. Over and over again in the Torah and Haftarah, we are told that a Nazarite can't drink alcohol, and a Nazarite should be free of all intoxicants, and they should live as if they are priests. But what is a Nazarite? A Nazarite, all we know, is a person for a specified period of time who sets aside his or her life to serve God. We're not told what that service is. But I think it is amazing that there were people prior to the writing of the Torah that were setting aside their lives to serve God, and it was so well known what they did in their daily lives that the Torah doesn't even have to tell us what they did. They served God. Somebody came up to you in Burke and said, "Do you serve God?" You might think they were from a local evangelical community, but but imagine that Elijah the prophet came to you in some place, disguised as somebody at Giant or Safeway or Wegmans, maybe at the kosher counter at Wegmans, and said, "Do you serve God?" And you might not give the exact answer, because I think you all do. I think the answer is that we each serve God in our own way, even those who might not believe in a God. Because service to God in our tradition is service to others. It's making the world a better place. It's buying into this concept of tikkun olam. The only difference is that those who became Nazarites stopped what they were doing in the rest of the world and did this full time for a specified period of time, sort of a God work study program, an internship with God. And that idea of service to God is the model upon which those who serve in our armed services, those who serve in our medical community, those who serve others as first responders, they are called to service for others. And we hear this phrase, God and country. But there is something greater than yourself when you put on a uniform and you are called to serve, whatever that profession, especially if you're putting your life on the line. So we have to ask ourselves, what is this idea of service? And two weeks ago when I was giving this sermon about all my taluses, I took out the talus that you all gave me for my 20th anniversary. And on the talus, I picked all my values, and I was reminded that one of the values I chose was the value of Avodah. If you open up your Hebrew dictionary, because if you ask Siri, Siri, what is the translation of Avodah in Hebrew? Siri will say, and so will Alexa, I don't speak Hebrew yet. We tried when the Israeli relatives were at the house for 2 weeks, and I really wished Alexa would have been able to give me some of the translations. She was listening in, but she couldn't translate. The translation for Avodah in your standard Israeli dictionary is work. A man or woman will say to their children, Ani holech, ani holechet l'avodah. I'm going to work. It's a very mundane definition, but that is not the definition of our tradition. In our tradition, there are people who are labeled Eved Adonai, servants of God. And Avodah has a totally different meaning. Sing with me. Al shlosha devarim, al shlosha devarim, al shlosha, shlosha devarim, ha'olam, ha'olam, omeid, al ha'torah, v'al ha'avodah, v'al gimilut chasadim. Okay, so we know what Torah is. It's in the ark, it's in our hearts, it's the mitzvot that we live by. Gemilut chasadim, my favorite Jewish value that I teach in Bar Mitzvah class, is acts of loving kindness. Why is gemilut chasadim greater than tzedakah, I tell my students? Because gemilut chasadim is given to the living and the dead. Gemilut chasadim is an extended form of tzedakah because it's not just money, it's actions. It's acts from one heart to another. But in the middle of that, in the song, is ha-avodah. Al ha-torah v'al ha-avodah. Did you ever ask yourself, what is that avodah? It's service. Now, it could mean worship, because in our prayer book, every single service, we have a section called avodah, which means worship. It's before Rabbi Rappaport's favorite prayer, Hoda'ah. So we usually skip over because she jumps right to Hoda'ah because she's such a grateful person and we're grateful for her. But Avodah, this service, this idea of service is so expanded in rabbinic Judaism. It's the prayer service. It was the service that the priests had in the tabernacle. But most importantly, it is the service that we perform that makes us godly. The person who does the mitzvah, knowing that you do it not just because you want to be a good person or you want people to notice, because you do it because you're a partner with God in the ongoing work of creation and humanity. And that service can take on so many different manifestations. It could be in the work that you choose to do. It could be in the volunteerism that you choose. It could be in the tzedakah that you give. One of the three pillars, then, of Judaism is this idea of avodah. So this Shabbat, I'm calling us all to focus on that value. It's not bringing boxes of cereal, although you know how important that is to me. And it's not something tangible. The word avodah is going to be different for each and every one of you. What have you done lately to change the world? How have you served God? And by doing so, how have you made humanity better? How have you been a better person as an example, and how have you changed the world? You've all done something. You've all given something. And it doesn't have to have been this week. Something you're proud of. You don't need to advertise it. It doesn't need to go on a billboard. But you've changed the world in some way. You've served God, you've served humanity, you've served country. This idea of service. We are all in the modern world, from time to time, taking on the responsibility of the Nazarite. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in the congregation is giving up alcohol and other intoxicants, but I am saying that there are times in your life where you set out to do something that may be difficult, that may put you in a position to go out of your way for your community, for your country, for your congregation, for your rabbi. And that kind of service is avodah. I think in many ways the Nazirite job is not defined in this week's portion, because I think there's a looking forward in the Torah that says you decide how you're going to be a Nazirite at any given moment. So the challenge, between now and Rosh Hashanah, choose an activity. Choose an act of service. Don't announce it. Don't let anyone know. And you'll know what that act of service is because you will feel transformed. My friend, I just spent some time with him at the biennial, the rabbinic biennial, wrote a passage for Memorial Day on the Reform website. You know Rabbi Milder because he wrote, "Wherever you go, there's always someone Jewish." He actually wrote a piece about Rabbi Roland Gittelson. Rabbi Gittelson is not a person I've ever met, but I use a lot of his writing in confirmation class. And he was a tremendous activist in the 60s for social justice and social reform. Rabbi Milder wrote the following that was put out in the Reform Jewish World today. One of the great lessons in democracy was taught by a chaplain during World War II, Rabbi Roland Gittelson. Rabbi Gittelson helped to dedicate the 5th Marine Division Cemetery on Iwo Jima, April 1945. Burying the dead was extraordinarily difficult during the Battle of Iwo Jima, and so the dedication of the cemetery afterwards was a particularly solemn and disturbing occasion. "These men," said Rabbi Gittelson, "have paid the ghastly price of freedom. If that freedom be once again lost, the unforgivable blame will be ours, not theirs. So it is we, the living, who are here to be dedicated and consecrated. We dedicate ourselves," he said, "to live together in peace the way they fought and are buried in this war. Here lie men who loved America because their ancestors generations ago helped her founding, and other men who loved her with equal passion because they themselves or their own fathers escaped from oppression to her blessed shores. Here lie officers and men, rich and poor together. Here are Protestants, Catholics, and Jews together. Here no man prefers another because of his faith or despises him because of his color. Among these men, there is no discrimination, no prejudice, no hatred. Theirs is the highest and purest democracy. Any man among us, the living, who fails to understand that will thereby betray those who lie here dead in hate against a brother or thinks himself superior to those who happen to be in the minority makes of this ceremony and of the bloody sacrifice it commemorates an empty, hollow mockery." Rabbi Milder says, "In our Jewish tradition, we are offered the following wisdom. We do best homage to our dead when we live our lives most fully, for each of our lives is worth the life of the whole world. On this Memorial Day, we remember those who gave their lives in service of democracy, and we dedicate ourselves to fulfilling the vision upon which this nation was founded. A life of service. There is no greater calling, and we call it Avodah. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Our concluding prayers this Shabbat begin with Alenu on page 53. Please rise. You may be seated. Our pre-Kaddish reading tonight is found in your service folder. We read together, Hail Malei Rachamim, God full of compassion, we pause on this Memorial Day weekend to honor the memories of the heroic sons and daughters of our beloved country, who gave their lives in defense of these United States of America. They fought valiantly and courageously, offering their lives as the supreme sacrifice so that we may enjoy the blessings of liberty, democracy, and freedom. May the deeds of our fallen heroes inspire us to acts of patriotism and civic responsibility. Let this Memorial Day cause us to be mindful of our responsibilities and duties as loyal Americans. May our remembrance honor their lives and their deaths. May we work tirelessly to hasten the fulfillment of the vision of our prophets, that nation will not lift up sword against nation. May the work of the righteous bring a time of tranquility and security for country and freedom and justice for all the peoples of the world. Amen. At this time in our service, we pause to remember all of our loved ones. During our year of mourning, we remember with deep love and affection our beloved members, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feidelman, Sheldon Miller, and Toby Konigsberg. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and all the victims of violence here and around the world. Brendan Lauderdale, friend of the Surridge family, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Pankin, my friend and the visionary of our reform movement, Robbie Stanley, friend of the Noble family, Mike Cathy, friend of Sandy Adams, Charles Chamberlain, father of Michelle Nathanson, and we continue to wrap our arms around you, Michelle, with love. And we mourn the loss just in the last 2 days of Warren Weinstock, father of Jeff Weinstock. And we mourn all those who died in service to our nation on this Memorial Day. And we remember our beloved members who have Yahrzeits this Shabbat. Janet Glinberg, mother of Betty Shanley. Ruth Ashkenaz, mother of Judy O'Neill. And we remember the yard signs that fall this Shabbat in this week. Evelyn Berg, Kay Goldberg, Ruth Gumpel, Robert Lowenthal, Mike Eggerer, Ray Novak, Robert Lipman, Blanche Rath, Carol Stupel, Bruce Miller, Carol Gerson, Virgilio Perez, Victoria Perez, Edwin Guterman, Louis Blank, Joseph Wise, Sue Ann Bangel, Mary Lansbury, Anna Stettner, Leonard Chandros, Paul Littman, Marion Breskin, Steve Crow, Greg May, Hi Shovers, William Skolnick, and Joseph Slavin. And on this very special Shabbat, Lydia remembers her Papa Joe. Zichronam Livracha, may each of the memories of our loved ones be with us wherever we go, and may the high ideals they cherish be part of our lives and help us to live as to continue the sacred work that they brought forth on this earth in life. We turn to page 60 as we rise for the Kaddish. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shmei rabah v'yalma divra chirutei v'yamlich machutei v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael v'agalah v'yizman kariv v'yamru amen yehe shmei rabah mevorach l'olam omei omaya yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit ramam v'yit naseh V'yitadar, v'yitalev, v'yitalal, shmei d'kutsha b'richu. Le'ela amin kol birchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechamata, damiran v'yalma v'imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chaim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mramav, huya ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from this sacred moment of memory to a moment when a young woman is making memories that will last a lifetime. And so it is my pleasure to welcome Lydia and her sister Renee and her wonderful parents, Ron and Sharon, to come up to the Bima as Lydia leads us in Kiddush this evening. Come on up. Tomorrow, Lydia's mom is going to say everyone needs a Lydia, and I totally agree. Lydia has added so much to our community, to our congregation, to the Camp Harlem community, to our religious school. And if Rabbi Rappaport were here, she would say, and we would love for you to be a madricha in our religious school. So we are making that offer to you now. We hope and we pray that this bat mitzvah weekend is magical for you and for your family, as we are privileged to watch you begin your bat mitzvah weekend with the Kiddush on page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch Atarunai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Barei Peri HaGafen.
Amen.
Baruch Atarunai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kicham Mitzvotav, Ratzavanu, Bishabat Katshel, Biahava Uvratzon, Hin Chilanu, Zikaron Lemaase Vereshit, Kihu Yom Tehila, Lemei Kraye Kodesh, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim.
Motzi lechem min haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Motzi lechem min haaretz.
You may be seated. President Sherrington, I love the tie. Wow. No question who's patriotic here tonight.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin, for leading us in worship this evening. And thank you, Rachel, for leading us with your beautiful voice and music. Lydia, mazel tov. Wishing you and your family a very special weekend, I know it will be. Wishing comfort and warm wishes to all of our members who are thinking of loved ones on this Memorial Day. Members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning at 8:15 a.m. Next Wednesday and Thursday, TBS is again joining Christ Church next door to Rise Against Hunger. This year's goal is to pack 300,000 meals. Please go to the weekly email and sign up for a time slot convenient for you and your family. We'll see you over at the Christ Church next week. On June 10th, please join us for the TBS annual meeting. We truly need you to be there to present with you to make sure we secure a quorum. Also, please come to hear Rabbi Perlin for another last, if she actually goes through with this retirement thing. It will be our last annual meeting report as Senior Rabbi at TBS, June 10th. Also, to prepare for that a little bit, on June 3rd, please join us for a town hall meeting to discuss some of the proposed changes to our bylaws and the 2018-2019 TBS budget, both which will be considered at the annual meeting, and anything else you'd like to discuss. That will be at 8:45 a.m. on June 3rd. Did I mention the annual meeting will be on June 10th? Also on June 10th, calling all TBS members who are current or prior members of the Mother Support Group. Please join Rabbi Perlin for a Mother Support Group reunion. Please RSVP for this event. If you are new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board or membership committee representatives are Saul and Fern Schwartz. So please see Saul and Fern at Onang tonight. Wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
There are still slots to sign up for Rise for Hunger. I'm going to wear a pink hairnet, and you can wear a pink hairnet, too. So please, and if you can't come, then support the effort. We're going to pack 300,000 meals. I can't think of any greater service. And you can get your avodah done. Then you can come at Rosh Hashanah and say, heard the rabbi's sermon Friday, did avodah Wednesday and Thursday, I'm set. So we're making it very, very easy for you. But please come and wear a pink hairnet with me. It's wonderful, and we really do join with Christ Church in this incredible effort, and it's so inspiring. And the videographer is going to tape my blessing on Tuesday, because they have a full-time producer and videographer. It was on my wish list, gentlemen. Okay, our closing song tonight is God Bless America. If you need the words, they're in your service folder. Please rise.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with
words of our portion, Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ya'ir Adonai panav eilecha v'chunecha. May God's face shine in every mitzvah that you do and every wonderful moment where you change the world. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God bless all of us with that lasting peace that comes when good people do things to make our world a better place. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.